All things considered, commentator Gene Shepherd is less concerned with the height of people's lawns than what people put on them.
One time when I was in college, I had this book that I had to read for an assignment. You know, the kind that you just barely can get through. But one line stuck out and has remained in my mind ever since. It's about the only thing I can actually remember learning in college. In this novel, the writer said that that brief moment between night and full dawn, everything comes clear to the human mind. And you know, this is true. I actually had that happen to me the other night, or the other morning, or the other dawn, or the other instant. What is it, that moment between dawn and sunrise and night and blackness? I'm driving along in my car through a little town in Jersey, Hackensack, actually. Had these little lawns, you know, and these little houses. And it's just about getting to be dawn. I'm the only car on the road. And suddenly there is a red light telling me to stop. I'm the only car. So I stopped. And I could hear the stoplight ticking. You know, they tick when there's no traffic noise or any other kind of noise. They go sort of a tick, 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 like some kind of a secret electronic bomb. This thing was ticking away. And all of a sudden I said to myself, why am I stopping for a light bulb? This light bulb has commanded me to stop. I'm a machine. And I continue to sit there. Such is the ingrained reliance on law in Western man. And then I became aware that something was looking at me. I felt eyes peering at me. I looked over my shoulder, and there, over on a lawn, off to my right, was this figure standing on the lawn in the gloom, in that curious moment when all things come clear to the mind. And they sure did. It was a concrete Mexican standing on the lawn. And he was wearing a little concrete hat, you know, the kind, the big sombrero, and he had a concrete serape, and he was leading a concrete donkey. And he just looked at me with a big smile. A concrete Mexican on a lawn in Hackensack. Well, the light turned green. I put the car into first, and I started to crawl out, moving away across the intersection, and I could feel his eyes following me down the street. And then I had this sudden insight. I think we're the only people in the world to put concrete people on their lawns, especially concrete Mexicans. And then I thought, again, a little further jump in thinking, I could see a little adobe hut outside of Mexico City, and right there next to the cactus, and right next to the great big brass pot that they have next to the front door, is a little concrete New Jerseyite standing there in front of his concrete Pinto, holding a concrete martini, a salute to the fellow American, wherever he might be, north, south, or central. That moment between dawn and night, the mind evolves clear images of what is. Be careful. Sleep through it, or you're liable to get into trouble. This is Gene Shepherd for National Public Radio.